there are seven cycles and in each year, and we all have seven cycles. And in the Bible, it says, in 7 years, thou shalt be released. And so we go through these seven-year cycles, and each one is like seven cycles of the year, and each one is like walking into a new classroom with new challenges, new opportunities, new lessons to learn, and new refinements to work on.
This year is almost over. I can't believe we're rolling into July next week.
That's the midpoint.
It's unbelievable. So for the rest of this year, what do you see out there for us?
Well, I kind of see new inventions coming up in July, but also some dictators taking action in July. Also, the first 2 weeks are going to have some weather conditions and water conditions that are going to be rather difficult. August, there may be some explosions. And when I say explosions, I'm not talking about St. Louis or Kansas City or New York necessarily, but there will be some military and terrorist actions in August. September will be a very expressive, somewhat confusing month, things going in many different directions. And then October will be a very constructive time, a lot of building and reconstruction going on. November will be a time of major change, and not just our elections, but worldwide.
Joseph's website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's 800cself.com. That's 800cself.com. He's also got a toll-free number. It's 1-800-CSELF.
And people really ought to check my
you got this blog going on.
Weekly psychic views. I'm always amazed. You know, I sort of write them in a mini daze on a Saturday or Sunday for the week ahead, and then I'm always amazed at how close and accurate I am. Yeah, I predicted that there was going to be an Earth shift this week, and there was. There will be one in July also.
Well, you know, who knows where it lurks, huh, Joseph?
I do.
Remember that? Okay, so this year we're going to get through generally.
Yeah, I think.
Pretty good shape.
I predicted in the past that 2011 will be a very constructive year for this country and a lot more getting up on our feet. Yeah.
All right, we'll look a little bit later on into the future, as far out as you can see. What are people asking you these days when they call you?
The usual things. There are usually family issues, relationship issues.
Health issues.
Career. I stay away from health, but I do advise if I see it's time to see a doctor, you know, or be careful. Within a particular cycle in terms of how you drive and how active you are.
But you don't like to tell people you're very, very sick. You know, get some help. You'll just kind of massage it a little bit.
Well, that doesn't help.
No.
You know, and beware the power of suggestion also. So I have to somehow couch and get around to telling people what they can expect without gloom and doom. I've always been positive because I'm a big believer in positive thinking and affirmations. And, you know, affirmations are misunderstood. A lot of the books that are out there is about getting rich and getting. But it's the affirmations are about personal improvement. And if the mind is saying, I want this and I want this, and the heart is saying, well, I don't know, maybe – I'm not sure I believe, then you send out double messages and you don't get. But when the mind and the heart, it's not just positive thinking, it's positive feeling. When the mind and the heart are on an equal sign, you get. Sometimes not so quickly. Sometimes it can take months. Sometimes you can get facsimiles in terms of relationships, if you define what you want in a relationship. But then you got to do the work. And the work is, if you want a relationship, putting yourself in the right environments. They can be educational, spiritual, charitable. If it's work, you got to make those phone calls and not just rely on the internet and send out resumes.